There are still a number of challenges. There are still cases in relation to more than 5,000 persons which have to be processed. There are or some prosecutor functions financed by the European Union, but obviously there are very, very important delays in processing those different trials. So what we are doing is helping, doing capacity building, organizing specialized training in relation to, for example, command responsibility cases, specialized training in relation to prosecuting conflict-related sexual violence cases, or just providing training how to better access our databases in The Hague. We have in The Hague 9 million pages of documents in relation to the conflict of the former Yugoslavia, and we want to make these databases available. And there are mainly two ways this is done. On one hand, there is remote electronic access for all non-confidential documents in our databases. Direct access is possible for prosecutors in different parts in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And secondly, we have now for a number of years liaison prosecutors in The Hague, one prosecutor from Serbia, one from Croatia, one from Bosnia-Herzegovina, who are working directly with our staff. And just to take an example, which have taken out of our database only last year 200,000 pages of documents to be used in national proceedings. So we have a quite intense interaction. And when I'm going there every 6 months, it's on one hand evaluating the quality of the cooperation between their offices and our offices, but it's also to support local capacity building to make sure that more important progress is made in advancing those different investigations.
And could you tell us a bit about the challenges you've encountered in this work helping local prosecutors? Is there, for instance, enough political will to arrest the remaining fugitives? And how is the rotating presidency of Bosnia-Herzegovina, does that have an impact on the work of the criminal justice sector?
It is obvious that the political system and the political dynamic remains extremely complicated. For many functions, especially at the state level, you always have three representatives you have to deal with, one from each community, and it's not making the decision-making process more easy. It is also obvious that a number of politicians do not accept decisions coming from our tribunal who do not consider convicted war criminals as perpetrators. They still consider them as heroes in their own communities. And this is really one of the big problems we are having. The same in relation to the Srebrenica genocide. The denial of genocide is still, especially in Republika Srpska, very present, where the political leader of Republika Srpska still is refusing to accept that what happened in Srebrenica is genocide. This, of course, can only have a very negative impact on the perception victims' organizations have. So this is for sure one of the problems that, from a political level, not all are providing the necessary support. And as I said, the fact that convicted war criminals are still considered as heroes by many people of their own communities.
You've underlined in the past the importance to search for all missing persons. Where do you think stand in that domain in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
The issue of the missing persons is still extremely important. And when I'm speaking to the Security Council in December, it will be one of the main issues I will be mentioning to really call the international community to remain very much focused on the search for missing persons. There have been a number of successes, and compared to other conflicts, the number of discovered missing persons, thanks to DNA analysis in Bosnia, is much higher than in other conflict zones in the world. Having said that, when I was in Bosnia, I had a meeting where we just discussed ways to improve information exchange. How can we, in a proactive way, have more information on secondary graves, for example? Where can we find additional satellite imagery to improve the search for missing persons? It remains a very important issue. More than 8,000 people in Bosnia-Herzegovina alone are still missing.